BBC News with Neil Nunes. The New York Times is reporting that at least six of President Trump's closest advisers, including his daughter Ivanka, have breached rules by using private email accounts to discuss White House matters since he took office. During his election campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly called for the imprisonment of his rival Hillary Clinton over her use of personal email when she was Secretary of State. South Korea has called for a stern but cool-headed response to what it describes as continued provocations by North Korea. Earlier, the White House condemned North Korea's claim that it had the right to shoot down U.S. bombers even if they were outside North Korean airspace. The U.S. government says the independence referendum held in Iraqi Kurdistan on Monday will increase instability and hardship for the region and its people. A State Department spokeswoman said the United States was deeply disappointed that the Kurdistan regional government had conducted the non-binding poll, including in areas outside its jurisdiction. The Brazilian government has revoked a controversial decree that would have opened up a vast reserve in the Amazon to commercial mining. The area is thought to be rich in gold and other minerals. Angola will swear in a new president later today as João Lourenço, a former defense minister, replaces José Eduardo dos Santos, who stood down in August after 38 years in power. A BBC correspondent says a radical shift is unlikely, as Mr. Lourenço has been at the heart of the governing MLPLA party for decades. The Indonesia's National Disaster Agency is warning that the Mount Agung volcano on the island of Bali has entered a critical phase and that an eruption is imminent. Nearly 60,000 people have now fled the slopes of the volcano, but some have remained in the danger zone out of concern for their livestock. BBC News.